This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings and safety from God Almighty be upon you all. My dearest brother, my dearest sister, my dearest new Muslim, revert Muslim, a small piece of advice. When you enter your faith and you are moving along your journey towards God Almighty, never ever be afraid to be proactive in doing, you know, the necessary to protect your faith and develop your faith. You know, from the proactive matters is not being shy to request help, right? To speak to people, to let them know that you're a revert Muslim. These are your needs. Can they help you? Or is there anyone that they know who can help you? Is there an Islamic center that can be of assistance? Let me let you in on a secret. You know, majority, and God Almighty forgive me if I'm wrong, but this is through my own observation. Majority of the Muslim community, they do not understand the challenges of a revert. They do not understand the challenges of being a new Muslim. They don't know that a revert sometimes is forsaken by their own family, by their own community. They end up, quote unquote, family-less, and so on and so forth. They don't know these things. And from my, a few years working with new Muslims, I've seen that new Muslims have the shyness. They're not used to asking for help. And they tend to, you know, rely on going onto Google and doing things online. And Google has everything, the good, the bad, the ugly. And it only brings further confusion and difficulty, you know, upon the soul, upon the heart, upon the mind, upon the faith of the revert and the new Muslim. So be proactive with your faith. You know, the Muslim community around you, they don't know your challenges. So you need to be proactive, or find that strength to be proactive, and be brave in stepping up and telling them that these are our issues. This is the help that we need. And can they help with our way forward, or can they direct us to those who can help with the way forward? And part of being proactive is to make excuses for the Muslim community that you may visit, you may speak to, you may put your issues in front of, and they do nothing about it. They sort of turn a blind eye to it, to be proactive even then. That if you fail with them, not to give up hope, not to become overwhelmed, to ask God Almighty to forgive them and to guide them, and continue your journey asking other people. Do your bit, and I promise you, God Almighty will shower upon you an opening. You will find, you know, that beacon of light. Maybe it's the next person, maybe it's 10 people after that, but you will find the person who will step up and say, you know what? I can help you with what you need. You know what? It's not even help. It's my duty and you're right. And if he can't or she can't, she will tell you, you know what? I know of a center or an organization that will be of great assistance in the answers that you seek or the help that you require. For more information about, you know, these points in dealing with issues, especially when you are a new Muslim, please visit islamwise.org and newmuslimacademy.org.